This morning's scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 16, from the Message translation of the Bible. I will remind you, this Easter season, from Easter through Pentecost on June 8th, we are reflecting together on what it means to discern God's direction for our lives, and what it means for us to participate in the life of this community with our time, talent, and finances. We are reading the correspondence of the early church to help us deepen our understanding of our gifts and how God calls us to use them. This morning, we hear again from the first letter to Timothy. Paul wrote this missive of encouragement to Timothy, but I encourage you to listen as if he were speaking to you. Timothy, you've been raised on the message of the faith and have followed sound teaching. Now, pass on this counsel to the followers of Jesus there, and you'll be a good servant of Jesus. Stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. You can count on this. Take it to heart. This is why we've thrown ourselves into this venture so totally. We're banking on the living God, Savior of all people, especially believers. Get the word out. Teach these things. And don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life, by word, by demeanor, by faith, by love, by your integrity. Stay at your post reading scripture, giving counsel, teaching. And that special gift of ministry you were given, when the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed, keep that dusted off and in use. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted, just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in Spirit, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Loving Creator God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight. God, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So as Leanne mentioned, during this season of Eastertide and stewardship season, we're discerning how God wants each of us to work and serve in the world, and we're discerning our pledges of time and talent and money that we will make to serve and contribute to our collective ministry in the year ahead. Remember that word, a pledge is a promise of how you will use the gifts that God has given you. And we have a mantra for the season, and before I read it out, does anyone want to take a stab at reciting it from memory? Anyone remember any part of the mantra? Any one of the four lines? Did I hear a?
Yeah. You can't do it all.
Yeah, We don't have to do it all. That's one of them. Anyone else? Any other ones? Yep, we're not alone. What else? We have what we need. God has given me a gift of my own. And then next Sunday, we're going to hear the last one, which is that using our gifts is filled with joy. And so you'll remember how a few weeks ago, Kent and I, we preached about how God has given each of us a gift of our own. And then Anna preached about that. And then Kent preached about how none of us has to do it all. And then last week, you heard Anna preach again about how we have what we need. And then next week on Consecration Sunday, Kent will be preaching about how using our gifts is filled with joy. Now this Sunday, we're taking a moment, we're pausing in our mantra to celebrate and acknowledge those in our midst who have shared their gifts of teaching and learning with us over the past year. Our scripture passage says to cultivate these gifts that God has given you, to immerse yourself in them, that the people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Sounds like teaching a little bit, learning. It says to keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted, just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. Now, unless you teach church school or have a child in church school, you might never make it up to the second floor of the church. You might never know all of the activity that happens there on Sunday mornings or down in the Lindsay room for Bible study. The scripture tells us to get the word out, to teach all of these things. And don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life, by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay at your post, reading scripture, giving counsel, and teaching. Church school teachers, does that sound about right? And that special gift of ministry that you were given when the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed, keep that dusted off and in use. Hearing that scripture read, I think that describes perfectly a Sunday morning up on the second floor, where you have people who have volunteered their time, their energy, their love to be role models for the youth, for the children, to take care of them, to share their love, their integrity, to keep at it, even if some glue gets spilled, even if you're cleaning glitter out of your hair for weeks to come, to keep a firm grasp on your character and your teaching. I mean, it also sounds like church school from a child's perspective, right? We all learn almost as much from the children as we teach them. Can anyone relate to that? Oh, yeah. And so we offer that advice to our children to keep hold of those gifts that they have been given so that we can learn from them, so that we can grow, so that we can know a little better what it looks like to approach God's kingdom like a child. And so today we're celebrating just some of the ways that our teachers and our learners share their gifts to live out that call that we just heard Leanne read for us. You know, almost every week between September and May, our church school teachers and our Bible study leaders prepare lesson and discussion plans to help our church family grow closer to God and to whom God calls us to be. Come Sunday morning, they prepare their space, greet their learners, share their gifts of leadership and teaching, and joyfully and humbly receive the gifts that their students offer in return. And our church school students model for us how to bring our authentic selves to God and to one another. Who here wishes that when they were out in public and they were upset, they could just cry, that it would come easily, that you could just let it out if you needed to? I think our kids can teach us all a little bit about that, right? or wishing that you could just laugh when you are happy, even if it's a quiet moment, to let the joy be able to just flow through you, or ask the questions that you're curious about. Those are just some of the gifts that our children give to us. They show us quite literally what it means to approach God like a child, with that holy mix of curiosity, joy, skepticism, wonder, and humor, and goldfish crackers. And then in worship, our acolytes bookend our worship services with holy flame as they shepherd the light of Christ to and from our altar candles, leading us into and out of this sacred set-aside time with one another. The care, reverence, and intention that our acolytes bring to this worship leader role teaches us all how to more fully honor the divine spark within each and every one of God's children, that we might all honor that spark with the care of a child carrying the acolyte stick, I don't know what it's called, the acolyte stick down, not wanting to let that flame go out. And our chancel choir, who will be more formally recognized next Sunday on June 8th alongside our handbell and children's choirs, they teach us not only how to make a joyful and, might I add, beautiful noise unto the Lord, but also how to be lifelong learners, continually adding new songs and styles to their repertoire for all for the glory of God. And our bell choir teaches us how to work as a team, as one body of Christ, and that you needn't be able to carry a tune vocally to create beautiful harmonies. And our children's choir leads us in lifting up the voices of the youngest among us and help us remember that children aren't the future of the church. They are its present right now. And so to celebrate all of these gifts and the ways they are shared, we have some physical gifts to give out. So I need some volunteers, preferably children or youth, to help me pass out gifts to our church school teachers. You need to be able to carry a basket in order to help with this, or hand things. And then teachers, I'm going to read out your names. As you hear your name called, you can stand up. And children, you're going to pass out the gifts to the people that are standing up. So as you hear your name, stand up, and then stay standing until you get your gift. And these are lavender grow kits so that you can grow some lavender in your windowsill or in your garden, have some delicious scent, and just a chance to see an outward sign of the inward growth that you have encouraged in all of the children this year. Deanna Baker, Keely Bombard, Neithi David, Leslie Groon, Alicia Hsu, Connor Israel, Emily Israel. You can go ahead and start passing them out. Dana Kaplan, Stella Lee, David Lewis, Justin Loke, Katie McGraw, Litsa Malloy, Pam Knob, Pega Nixat, Paul Quackenbush, Kathy Quackenbush, Emily Reed, Michelle Rengarajan, Jeff Sanzenbacher, Mekala Steven, Alex Wang, Lisa Weil, Andrew White, and our Bible study leaders, Mike McConnell, Peter Rempelakis, Deb Wald, Mark Jones, and Rebecca Stubbs. And now you can all give a round of applause, except for children if you're holding something. And teachers, just stay standing until you've received your gifts. That's how the children know to find you.
now we have gifts for our church school students. Oh, I think there's one more right there. And now, church school students, we also have some gifts for you. And so for these are sunflower kits so that you can grow a sunflower. It grows faster than lavender does, so it's a little more fun to grow. And so as you hear your name called, you can come up and receive a gift as well. Thank you so much, Wesley, for helping to pass those out. Yeah, can we have another helper to come and help pass out our gifts to students?
I think you can help me. You're one of the students who's going to get one of these.
Yeah. All right. So we've got Abby Bose-Gupta, Tara Bose-Gupta, Coda DeSelms, Ryan Fenton-Hilt, Elizabeth Clausen, William Clausen, Amaya Lamson, Toby Loke, Elizabeth Loke, Leo Marshall, Apollo Marshall, Luke Malloy, James Reed, Myers Reed, Ella Ruth, Amita Santucci, Amelia Santucci, Blair Silverman, Bianca Silverman, Wesley Swain, Sanjay Venkatesh, Sachin Venkatesh, Riley Victor, Parker Victor, Cooper Weil, Julian Weil, and Travis Wu. So a big round of applause for our students this year. And I will warn you that the sunflower cups, some of the dirt is a little loose, so try and keep it upright, even though it's covered. You don't want dirt sprinkling out.
Now we'll honor our acolytes this year. Our acolytes have been William Clausen, Elizabeth Loke, Ella Mann, Myers Reed, Sachin Venkatesh, Sanjay Venkatesh, and Travis Wu. Come on up, Elizabeth. And lastly, friends, we have 4 graduating seniors. And I'm sure their parents and a lot of you who might have known some of these kids from when they were little are thinking, how the heck did that happen? And so I want to invite our Hearts and Hands representatives, Pat Haukinson and Andrew White, to come up and help us pass out our gifts. I'm also going to ask each of the seniors, they're going to come up to the podium and just tell us a couple sentences about what they're doing next year. And we have gifts of blankets for them that Hearts and Hands has made so that they can carry that with them as a reminder of the comfort and the love when they're in those cold dorm rooms or, you know, just needing a blanket. And we also have gifts of some worry stones with a cross in them that they can carry. They can put them in their coat pocket and leave it there. And then anytime you stick your hand in that pocket, you'll know that we are with you, that you can carry us with you as you go about your day and onward into independence of adult life. And so our high school seniors, and when you come up, you can stay up so we can get some pictures, and then I'll invite you to come to the podium and just tell us a little bit about what you're doing next year. We have Justin Fenton-Hilt, Jesse Givens, Cy Perkins, and Stella Trumbull. Come on up. One more time for everyone. I'll get a picture for you. These are the young adults that this community has loved into adulthood. Friends, you are all the village that has helped to raise these incredible young people, truly incredible. They each bring such unique and important gifts to their families, to their community, and I won't keep embarrassing them too much because I'll probably get a little bit verklempt if I do, but I can say it has been such an honor to get to know many of these people from when they were just sort of preteens, maybe late elementary to now, and getting to watch them grow into the people that they are. The way their minds work, the way they approach their faith, the way they approach life and life's challenges is truly, truly inspiring, honestly. And so I'm just so grateful to have gotten to be your pastor these last few years. You all mean such a great deal to me and to this community. And so I know we would all appreciate hearing a little bit about what you each are doing this year. So if we have Jesse and then down the line, just come up to the podium and tell us a couple sentences about what you're going to be up to.
Hello, I'm Jesse Gibbons. I'm currently enrolled in Brookline High School, and next year I plan to be attending Boston University with a major of neuroscience.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Cyrus Perkins. I currently attend, well, graduated yesterday, Chapel Hill Chauncey Hall School in Waltham. And I plan to go to Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York, for psychology to be a therapist.
Hi, my name's Justin Fenton Hill.
There you go.
And I'm also going to Skidmore College next year and just graduated from the Wilson Northampton School.
Hi, my name is Stella Trumbull. I'm graduating from Boston Latin Academy, and I'm moving to Manhattan next year and going to the Fashion Institute of Technology for a major in interior design.
And I realize that you've gone back to your seats too soon. So high school seniors, if you could meet me in the center aisle, we're going to give you a blessing. Parents, why don't you come forward and surround them, and we'll all surround them with our blessing. Siblings can come too. That part where we heard in the scripture about the gifts and the ways that communities have blessed you, this is one of those parts where you really get to feel it when people lay their hands on you. This is one of the oldest rituals of the church. The laying on of hands to give blessings, something that happened to me and Kent when we were ordained. We do it for folks who are moving away, who are graduating, major life milestones. And so as this happens, it might feel a little awkward, but I want to invite you and encourage you to just let that feeling represent all the love that this place has for you, all the love that God has for you. And as you go forth, if you're having challenges, if you're feeling lonely, if you're having to pull an all-nighter to write a paper, because Lord knows I did a lot of that, just to remember that feeling of these prayers and these blessings on your shoulders. So gather in, and if you can reach someone, put a hand on their shoulder or the shoulder of the person in front of you, and if not, extend your hands in a symbol of blessing and repeat after me, Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for these young people.
Thank you for these young people.
Thank you for Cy.
Thank you for Cy.
Thank you for Justin.
Thank you for Justin.
Thank you for Stella.
Thank you for Stella.
And thank you for Jesse.
Thank you for Jesse.
Thank you for their curiosity.
Thank you for their curiosity.
Their love.
Their love.
Their integrity.
Their integrity.
And their wonder.
And their wonder.
Pour out your blessing on them.
Pour out your blessing on them.
Give them determination.
Give them determination.
Give them light on their path.
Give them light on their path.
Give them the knowledge that they are your children.
Give them the knowledge that they are your children.
And that they are loved no matter what.
And they are loved no matter what.
Bless them on their way.
Bless them on their way.
And send them safely back home to us a few times.
And send them safely back home to us a few times.
And let the people say,
Amen. Amen.